Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the phone, I have Patrick Braun with Braun Lapidary over in Castle Dale. And we've got a big rock and fossil and mineral show coming up. It's in June, but I'll tell you what, it's never too early to start talking about these things. June is really not that far away, because before you know it, the month of May is going to be upon us and it's going to be gone before, you know, we blink an eye. So these are always a lot of fun. Patrick tries to get some of the vendors from the area. He says he's got vendors that have been with him for 16 years coming to this show. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the particulars of the show with Patrick. Patrick, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me again. Great to be with you.
Anytime. So let's talk about this. How many years have you been doing the mineral show now?
I believe this is our 16th year. And at the time, I was teaching a silversmithing class at the college when it was still CEU. And a couple of us said, man, you know, we really need a show in Price. They had a show in Price years ago that was actually held at the National Guard Armory. And when that disbanded, there was no more shows. And so this show is my baby. So 16 years ago, we created the show, and it's been going strong ever since. And I should say this is our 16th show. I shouldn't say 16 years ago, because we did have those COVID years that we missed. But we're just happy to be doing the show again, and really looking forward to seeing everybody again in June.
Now, before we get into talking about the show itself, I want to talk about rock hounding, because it's really something that has kind of taken off. And we were talking about it before we came on the air about the fact that, you know, maybe you said that there's some, you know, the people are starting to get back into the metaphysical part of it as far as crystals are concerned. And a lot of it, I told you, I feel that a lot of it had to do with, you know, going out looking for rocks and being in the desert was something that they could do during the COVID years, and they could go out and do that by themselves. Do you think it's a combination of both, or what have you heard and seen?
You know, I do think it's a combination of both. I think when people were shut down, that they, from doing their regular activities, that they spent a lot of time out in the San Rafael Swell, out in Castle Country, and enjoying that. And they got excited with that. And then, you know, we've always seen an interest, but it seems to be growing, as far as the metaphysical side of what we do, you know, crystals and energy of stones. And so, you know, a lot of times people show up to the show with a shopping list, so to speak, of saying, these are the stones I'm looking for this reason. What do you have? And, you know, all of the vendors are great. They're just there to help share their knowledge and point people in the right direction. They love talking about what they do. They're pretty passionate about it. And so, you know, it's fun to see that. So we've had repeat customers, I guess you'd say, that have been with us from day one, that have showed up every year to the show, and then we always see new faces, and they're always welcome, and it's fun to all get together and be able to talk about something that we all are passionate about.
Well, and that's what I was going to say, is it seems like, you know, there's just, it's almost, you don't want to say it this, well, I guess you can. It's almost like a fraternity. It's always like they all get together, and the great thing about it is it's always like everybody's trying to one-up each other with, well, I found this here and this there, and it's this, and the next guy's all, well, I found this, let me show you what I found. And yeah, you start great conversations that way, and you get to know people a lot better that way as well, I would say.
You know, it's fun. We've met some really fascinating people and seen some amazing things that people have found and discovered. And you know, a lot of times at any show that we're at, Price Show is no exception, people just bring in a bag of rocks or like the rock and ask everybody what their opinion is. Oh, I found this, or my grandpa gave this to me. What do you think it is? And I would say that probably 70-80% of the time, we can always pinpoint pretty close to what it is. Every once in a while, there's an anomaly of something that none of us know. But sometimes we can even point them in the right direction of somebody that might be able to help them identify. But that's also kind of a fun aspect of the show, is just being able to meet people and see what they have.
Sure. It almost turns into an episode of Antiques Roadshow, doesn't it?
It is, yeah. These are really old antiques, though. Really right. old antiques, right. yeah.
So let's talk about the show itself. When is it coming up, and what can people kind of expect when they go?
You bet. So it's the first weekend in June. It's June 2nd and 3rd. That's a Friday and Saturday. It opens up at 10 a.m., and it goes until 7 p.m. That's each day. And it's a free event. It's there for the whole family. And again, we love people to come and talk about what they're passionate about, show us what they found. We have a lot of people that come that make their own jewelry. Maybe they're looking for beads or gemstones or tips on how to make jewelry. So they'll come and buy that. We have fossil collectors or mineral collectors that come. I have a vendor this year that I know personally I've talked to is bringing some used equipment. So people that find their treasure want to cut it open or polish it. That we've got some used equipment for sale this year that people can buy. That usually goes quick, by the way. And then just, you know, polished stones, crystals, jewelry that's already made. Or even rough rock that people can cut and polish into their own jewelry. So we've got a lot of options. And what we find is a lot of people come and hang out and spend a couple of hours. And a lot of times they come back again on Saturday, especially Saturday evening. We have a giveaway around 5 p.m. and we just give away gift certificates that people can spend of whatever they've won there at the show that year. And that's goes hand in hand with a silent auction that we have. But it's free to come in. It's free to walk around. The vendors are selling things, but they're more than happy to just talk to you too and do some identifying.
And always have a story to tell, don't they? Patrick, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. If anybody has any questions, I know you guys have a Facebook page, but is there a number that people can get a hold of you and kind of talk about what's coming up and what's going on?
You bet. Probably the easiest way is to call our shop, which is in Castledale, 435-381-5192. And sometimes we're out, leave us a message, but we'll get back to you and we can answer those questions.
All right. Once again, we're speaking with Patrick Braun, owner of Braun Lapidary in Castledale and in charge of the big rock, mineral, and fossil show coming up the first weekend in June. Patrick, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.